Chapter 8. Eat Here. Although he felt grown up inside, Willie was still just a kid. People were not going to treat him as an adult. He would have to use his wits until his body caught up with his mind. Willie's first test would be how to get out west without a parent. If folks thought he had no parents, they might try to put him in an orphanage. He was determined not to let that happen. After 3 nights of hard riding, poor old Bessie could go no farther. Once Willie was safely across the river, he stopped at a farm and sold her for $2. She deserved a good long rest, and he assumed a town would be located near the river. He hid the shotgun in the brush beside the road, along with the rest of his camping gear. This left him with a change of clothes, the hunting knife, and the sack of coins. He cut a piece of his blanket big enough to hold all these items. He then tied this homemade luggage onto a stick for ease of transport. In the distance, he heard the sound of a train whistle as he neared the town. Willie had to find a way to get on a train that would be heading west. Being young and alone created a problem. After his long, hard ride and the day spent sleeping in the woods, he had the look of a runaway. Willie needed to get cleaned up and something to eat before trying to get on a train. This town was twice the size of Wilsonville. Another kid on the street should not draw much attention. In a small patch of woods at the edge of town, Willie stashed the knife, his bundle, and all but one of the $20 gold coins. The $20 coin needed to be exchanged for smaller coins, somehow. This was too much money for a dusty farm boy to have. Willie was in no position to be attracting any attention. One small slip on his part might very well cost him his freedom or life. After walking around town for a while, Willie thought of a way to get his coin changed without arousing suspicion. He went into the general store, marched straight up to the counter, and ordered a bottle of toothache medicine. This so-called medicine was nothing more than cheap whiskey with a fancy label. The short, slightly bald store owner just looked at him. Willie slapped the coin on the counter as he had seen Sophie do that night in the tavern. He then told the man that his father had a bad toothache and wanted him to hurry back with the medicine.
"I don't recollect seeing you around these parts before, boy,"
the man said, as he sized Willie up and down. In a small town like this, the locals knew all the faces of the children, even if their names did not readily come to mind. Willie froze for an instant, and his thoughts raced. He had not planned past his opening remarks. Now his life may very well depend on the next words out of his mouth.
"We ain't from around here,"
Willie lied.
"Me and my pa are camped down by the river. Ma died last spring, birthing my baby sister, so pa sold our farm, and we are heading west to start us a new life."
"So you three gonna be ranchers?"
"No. Little Mary didn't live but 3 days, sir. That's when Pa started needing his toothache medicine so much,"
Willie said with a sad, downcast look. Many good church-going folks would never think of going into a tavern for a drink, but using medicine was acceptable, even if the ingredients were one and the same. Jesse had sure used a lot of alcohol as medicine for his bad back. The pain in Willie's voice was convincing, partly because he was getting good at lying, but mostly it was the fact that his own loss was too fresh to conceal. Willie's lie worked, and a 12-year-old walked out of the store with a dollar bottle of toothache remedy under one arm and 21 silver dollars in his pocket. Now he had coins he could use without question. As he started down the street, Willie saw someone sleeping off last night's drinking in the shaded alley next to their tavern. It had been Willie's intention to simply discard the whiskey once he was out of sight of the store. He had thought for a moment about giving it to this man in the alley, but decided that this medicine might come in handy later. He had heard whiskey was good for snake bites and other injuries. Besides, something that cost a whole dollar was a lot to just up and give away. It had been several days since Willie last ate a good hot meal. At the end of the street stood a two-story hotel with a sign out front that read, "Eat Here." That was exactly what he planned to do. Willie had little experience in eating somewhere besides home. He was glad the place was almost empty. Apparently, he had arrived between regular meal hours. He stood in the doorway for a moment, unsure as to the proper way of ordering a meal. The aroma of fresh baked bread and other delicacies assaulted his nose. His stomach responded with a low growl of anticipation. Willie's mouth started to water, and he had to swallow to keep drool from running down his chin. Just then, a heavy-set woman wearing a white apron approached him and asked sternly,
"What do you want, boy?"
"I'd like something to eat."
"It costs to eat here. You know that, don't you?"
Willie's earlier shyness now became anger. This woman had judged him penniless due to his shoddy appearance. He jammed his hand into his pocket, pulled out a few coins, and then said,
"As you can see, Pa said I could buy whatever I wanted."
The sparkle of the silver coins reflected in the woman's eyes, and her attitude toward Willie quickly changed. She could not seat him fast enough, and served him as if he were royalty. Having never had any, Willie was amazed at the power of money. When Willie finished his meal, he asked if there was somewhere in town that he could get a hot bath. The lady told him that the barber shop had a bathhouse out back. After paying his bill, Willie thanked her for the information and the food. Her response was a warm invitation for him to come back any time. She also stated that the supper menu was going to be chicken and dumplings. Willie told her that he might stop back in if he had the time. Before he bathed, Willie checked at the station as to the departure time of the next train west. He knew two trains each day passed through Wilsonville, one heading west and the other east. At the station, the agent told Willie that the train west had already left, and the next one would not be through until 9 the next morning. Acting as though he had little money, Willie asked the agent how far he could go on $3. The man told him that would get him as far as St. Louis, but he would have to sleep in a seat. That would not be a problem. Willie was accustomed to sleeping sitting in a wagon as it bounced along. A train would have to offer a lot smoother ride. After counting Willie's coins, the agent made out his ticket. The man advised Willie to pack a lunch because the train only made 2 meal stops. Willie went to the barber shop, had a good long bath, and received his first professional haircut. His mother had always cut his hair, and it had been a while since his last one. Needing to look more respectable for the trip, he returned to the general store, bought a small suitcase, new shoes, pants, shirt, light jacket, and a small blanket for the train ride. For his lunch the next day, Willie bought some beef jerky, a wedge of cheese, a box of crackers, and a small bag of rock candy. Loading everything into the suitcase, he returned to the woods. He dared not risk building even a small campfire. Just after dark, Willie ate a little of the cheese and crackers, then covered himself with the new blanket, using the small suitcase as a pillow. He soon fell asleep.